But, you know, I understand that too. That's why I don't want to be a hero. I want to do what I've been told to do by God. Challenge you. I was speaking with a female not too long ago, and I was talking about how life would have been far better for me and my dear deceased wife if I had walked away from, now hear me right and hear me within context, if I had walked away from certain aspects of ministry and given more of myself to her. It was a very emotional moment while I was talking with this female about that, because I said I often wonder how she really felt about the time that I was putting in with these so-called Christians. And this other lady knew my wife, and she told me, she said, John, she loved you. You would often make her laugh. I was with her when she was laughing, and she would talk about how there's never a dull moment with my husband. He's always saying and doing some of the funniest things. She was very happy with me, this woman said. Very, very happy with you. There's one thing that I guess gave her a quality above a lot of women is that she understood that the man of God had to have a sense of humor, because if not, he would become a schizophrenic paranoia mind case that would explode at any moment. And you know, it's interesting because the older you become, listen to me, you young men, you're going to remember this statement. I know that you remember some of the things that I say, but I want you to remember this. I don't know why. I just feel this unction in me like, say it, John. Say it before it's too late so they won't be able to hear it. You're going to change when you get older. You change. Life changes you. No, I'm not talking about changing about Christ. You look at that Mac Check video that I did. That's vintage John Coleman. I'll never change from Jesus Christ. But I change in terms of how I feel about situations and people, and I change in terms of how I put up with the ambiguity that I find in other people. I change. And you're going to change also. The ideas and the disposition that you hold today about certain things, they will change as you get older, because you will realize you can see clearer as an older man what life has to offer. And if you don't begin to think about it now, think out loud about it. That's interesting. The philosophy professor and I are supposed to hang out, and he asked me a question. He said, and he's not black, he's a white philosophy professor. And he asked me, he said, I want to talk with you about that when I come out your way and we had that cup of coffee. How do you think it's going to be when all of you die out? Well, you know what? I believe that he's won the argument, because there are a bunch of religious people that call themselves Christians that just want to win the argument, but doesn't have the love of Christ in them. If you don't have the love of Christ in you to the degree that you are selfless, my God, let's talk about that. And it's one thing for you to give a Bible study on being selfless. And if you are selfish and arrogant, listen to me, listen to me. I'm going to mention some of these things because some of you think that I'm that. And that's all right. You go ahead. I'm just particularly sure of myself. And if you've never heard anyone like that, most men in my generation were like that when we came up. The discoveries that were made in this country, the business deals that were made in this country that were not cheating, conniving real estate brokerage deals that threw the whole nation into chaos. See, we were a different kind of individual when we came up because there were moral restrictions and ethics. That's why I'm grateful to God. Matter of fact, I found out today when I went to my first college meeting, I have to go to the second one tomorrow, I got 49 students in one class and 45 in one class and 49 in the other. So I can only take 6 more students. I'm capping it at 50. My classes are always that full when I teach philosophy, because I bring the youngster a different perspective. Number one, I'm an African American. Number two, I'm an adjunct, meaning that I'm not permanent staff. I'm temporary. And if I don't get hired, and if I don't work, I don't eat, I can't pay my house note, and a handful of believers will try to help me out, I think. And I'll have a heck of a time. So God is good since he opened up the door. Now, since he opened up the door, what do you think I'm going to do? I'm going to step right into it. With what? With my paradigm for doing life. And I would tell any young man and any young woman that my paradigm in doing life guarantees me that I will not die of AIDS, that I will never get herpes, that I will hopefully never be taken to jail for being accused of doing something to a woman or a man that is unspeakable. Now, how can I know that? How can I know when someone pushes me to the limit that my paradigm will take me through difficult times? Not going to be quoting any scripture, because you know what? Listen to me. You can quote all the scripture you want, but if you haven't lived life and experienced it on a grand level, you're just talking smack. I would admonish my young professing Christian friends to slow down, smell the coffee, think everything through. As a matter of fact, think what I'm saying through. Those of you that are raising children, you have the fight of life on your hands to protect your children from having sex with other children in school. Especially you parents that are going to have to go to work at night and leave the child at home. You can't tell them to stop looking at TV, or can you? Can you take their iPods from them and refuse that they listen to it in your house, or can you? Or do your children tell you what to do? When you have a teenage boy and he gets to be, Karsten, I was reading your blog. I loved it, man. My young friend Karsten said that a young boy was talking about he was going to hit some ex-Marine guy in the face and knock him down. And Karsten told him, I don't know why a child would even think something like that. But you know why they do? Because they are told to believe that they are like gods. I guess it's like seeing Michael Jackson dance and you have the pyroglyphics on the stage with the smoke and the lights and the speakers and everything else, and you feel it in your little fragile skeletal body, and you think that you're powerful like a god. That generation watches cartoons and digitized movies, and they place themselves in that position. And let me tell you, if a bus hits you, you probably break in half. A bus did hit me one day, broke two rib bones and a collarbone, punctured my lung, and broke a finger. And basically, I got up and walked away. See, why? I'm older. I knew how to ride the bike. I had a helmet on. And I guess I had something else that I had to do for God. Don't know why he didn't kill me. I would have been so pleased with that. I would have left Lucy and left all the insurance money to her, and she could have lived out her life beautiful. But no, God took her and left me here. Are you guys like that? Or are you afraid of the thought of even dying? See, the feminization of the American male has been so complete that either we are on one extreme end from the other. Either we are the most arrogant, rude, with the Chris Brown types of imbeciles that just believe that because, you see, once you make these pledges to Satan for his money and power and prestige and all of that, anything is possible. So let me end up by saying this. Like the young lady admonished me to get on off the jet simply because
Have I the chance to give it you? Do you know what I really would do to you?
Yeah, I know exactly what you would really do if you had a chance to give it to her. And that's why she's full of AIDS. Over the 75 percentile of African American women, young women, is full of the AIDS virus. Because if I had a chance to give it to you, you know what I'm going to do to you. This is the kind of music that your young people are listening to. What do you expect them to do when you go to the conference and there are teenagers left at home and you told them, here's my phone number if you need anything. Oh, don't worry, Mommy, they're not going to call you. They're calling Chuck, Mikey, Jerome, and Sally and Sue and Pinky Lou. They're not calling you, but they're calling you. You need to die so that they can live. Now, this is the disposition of the young people that come up. Thank you for listening to me rattle off another webcast. Tonight on this August 25th, 2009, it is Tuesday. I had to go to one college and staff meeting, staff stuff. Man, I'm telling you, Bloom's tachyonomy. My gosh. Huh. They're forcing us to write these things. And you know what? The fight goes on. I kind of got one and put the thing together because I got to work. I got to live. But I feel sorry for your children coming up in the educational system in this country. Freedom of education in the way that it used to be from, what kind of people can I say the professors were? Professors used to be people that you could trust and depend in to tell you the truth in these institutions of higher education. Wow. When the professor is even told not to use certain language on a syllabi, it's just, you know, when I think about the world and what's left of it, it causes me, I guess, to really think like the Bible verse it says, I think it was John on the Isle of Patmos in the book of Revelation when he said, even so, come, Lord Jesus. I'm not feeling that way. That's the disposition that I have. Well, it's time for me to walk, bro, man. And it's about 6:19, and I had a late lunch, 2 tuna sandwiches. So now it's time to walk the dog and laugh at him and enjoy my neighbors as I walk up and down the street. Thank you for coming to my website. Thank you guys for being serious Christians. Those of you that have children, pay attention to what I've just spoken about. Children are a blessing unto the Lord, and if your quiver is full, you are a blessed man, but you have to work now to protect them from the wiles of the wicked one. I won't end up with any music. I can't stand this CD. I won't even give you their name. They're just 3 young black men. Lost. Lost. God bless you. You know the drill. Stay into the word.